Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The right fielder, Dave Philly. Batting third. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gus Zernial. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pete Suter. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ed McGee. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Astroth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Charlie Bishop. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Charlie Bishop. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Harry Simpson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bill Glynn. Batting seventh. The shortstop, George Strickland. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Early Wynn. And now, play ball. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost takes first base on ball four. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Joost. The throw from Hegan and he is out, Strickland applying the tag. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby takes first base on ball four. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Zernial settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels bunts towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Suter moves to second. Two outs. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Philly. Simpson reaches second base with a double. Bill Glynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glynn hits a fly ball into left field. Zernial settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Joost takes first base on ball 4. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-1 in the game. Philly hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn takes first base on ball 4. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-1 in the game. Mitchell takes first base on ball 4. Wynn moves to second. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-1 in the game. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it and throws to second for the out. Wynn moves to third. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wynn scores. Avila moves to second. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosen hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Astroth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0-for-1 in the game. Zerniel hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Suter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-0 in the game. Michaels takes first base on ball 4. Suter moves to second. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0-for-1 in the game. McGee hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Glynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Glynn takes first base on ball 4. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Glynn. The throw from Astroth and he is out, Michaels applying the tag. Two outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0 for 1 in the game. Strickland hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 0 for 1 in the game. Astroth hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 1 in the game. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards first. Glenn fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Avila fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 2 in the game. Philly hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mitchell for the out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 2 in the game. Avila hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0 for 2 in the game. Zerniel hits a pop-up towards short. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Suter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robinson moves to third. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Michaels hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Michaels reaches second base with a double. Robinson scores. Suter moves to third. It's Athletics, 1, Indians, 1. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0 for 2 in the game. McGee hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Suter scores. Michaels scores. It's 3-1, Athletics. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Astroth hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McGee moves to second. Dave Hoskins now pitching. Charlie Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 2 in the game. Bishop strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Joost hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Doby is hit by the pitch. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 2 in the game. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Simpson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 3 in the game. Philly hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0 for 3 in the game. Zerniel takes first base on ball 4. Robinson moves to second. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Glenn strikes out. 1 out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Strickland hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Barney McCuskey pinch hits for Jim Hegan. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey takes first base on ball 4. Strickland moves to second. Dave Hoskins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoskins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bishop fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Strickland moves to third. McCuskey moves to second. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards second. Michaels throws to second for 1, and Joost throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Strickland scores. McCuskey scores. Mitchell moves to second. 2 outs. It's Athletics, 3, Indians, 3. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 3 in the game. Avila hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zerniel. Avila reaches second base with a double. Mitchell scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, Indians. Marion Fricanot now pitching. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 3 in the game. Rosen hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Hank Foyles now catching. Bob Kennedy now playing left field. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Michaels hits a pop-up towards short. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. McGee strikes out. Two outs. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Astroth takes first base on ball 4. Elmer Vallo pinch hits for Marian Fricano. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Foyles for a passed ball. Astroth moves to second. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo takes first base on ball 4. Joe DeMaestri pinch runs for Elmer Vallo. Bob Lemon now pitching. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Joost hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Finovich now pitching. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Simpson is hit by the pitch. Bill Glynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glynn is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Glynn bunts towards third. Suter fields it and throws to first for the out. Simpson moves to second. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Strickland hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-4 in the game. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Zerniel hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Foyle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Philadelphia Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.